Barb Byram has announced her candidacy for the Ingham County clerk position. Barb, how are you?
I'm doing good. Good morning to you.
Thanks for being here. Why do you want to go and do this? Don't you want to find something fun to do?
this office, I have worked with the county clerk's office for many years, and I just really think it needs some fresh eyes, someone who's customer-focused, and I believe I'm that person that can get the job done.
Now, you're term limited, correct?
I am. Yes. Right now, I am in my last term. I'm the ranking Democrat for the Redistricting Elections Committee in the House of Representatives.
You sad about that?
You know, term limits, the voters decided that issue, and I support their decision, so that's what we have to work with. And so 6 years, I'm in my 6 years, so I'm almost done.
So yeah. State senator or congressperson Barb Byram doesn't sound good?
You know, right now I am focused on the county clerk's office. I see some reforms that need to be made in the clerk's office, and I look forward to taking on that challenge. We need to make sure that we change our clerk's office so that's more accountable and accessible to Ingham County citizens.
All right. Tell us, as I was talking with you yesterday, you had some ideas for change. Tell us about that change.
Absolutely. Things that are done in the Lansing office should also be done in the Mason office. And things that are done in the Mason office should be done in the Lansing office. You know, the county clerk has two offices. Someone from northern Lansing shouldn't have to go all the way down to the Mason office to file paperwork or whatnot. That should be able to be done at the Lansing office as well. And the website, the ingham.org website, is clunky. It's not convenient. It's certainly not easy to use, and that needs to be addressed.
All right. Do you know who you're going to be running against?
I'm probably running against Chris Wolf.
Okay. And
I don't believe he's officially announced, but that is what I've been hearing.
All right. You sound pretty fired up about this, like there are some frustrations that you have experienced or that other people have shared with you, and you want to attack those.
Absolutely, I do. You know, under Michigan law right now, one must have an identification in order to vote. Now, I don't support that that law, although it is law now, right? It passed with the Republican legislature, and although I don't like it, I'm going to continue to fight against it. But in the interim, the law does permit someone who forgets their ID at home and goes to vote, the law does permit them to sign an affidavit and vote that way and still have the opportunity to vote. And I think it's imperative that all the election workers know that that is an option to people that show up at the polls wanting to vote but leave their ID at home.
Okay, what stops someone from impersonating someone else without picture ID?
Well, that's an affidavit that they have to sign, and they have to swear to the that they are who they say they are.
Well, wouldn't they lie if they were trying to vote for someone else, if someone was trying to get the ballot boxes stuffed?
There is not instances of that being the case.
All right, Barb. Well, we're going to keep up with this race that you're involved with. I believe Mr. Bryington is retiring. Is that correct?
That is my understanding.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right. Well, congratulations on the run, and we'll stay in touch with you.
Oh, my soul. Thank you so much. And if you, if your listeners out there are interested in something to do tomorrow at 3 o'clock, a bunch of legislators, state representatives and state senators, are going to be participating in the first legislative polar plunge right in front of the Capitol at 3 o'clock. So come on out and see some reps and senators jump in some cold water.
You know, you're getting away easy, though, because this 40-degree temperature is nice as compared to what it's been in the past. So
I do not disagree. 2 months ago when I agreed to do this, I figured it would have been much colder than it is right now.
All right, Barb, have fun with that, and we'll talk with you soon.
All right, you take care.